Okay, here we go. Five ideas from the Kli Yakar on the day after his yahrzeit today, I believe, is Ches Iyar. The Kli Yakar's yahrzeit with Zion Iyar. Alone should be in Schus for Fushna Vabrachti Ben of Kabbat, Ibisok Shalai Sol, Tavin Henech Mordechai, Befrida Simcha, Besok Shalai Sol, also Lili Nishmas, my wife's grandmother's yahrzeit is this week, Shayna Bas Yosef. Five ideas, Parshas Emor, here we go. The Pasuk says, the Perik Yachav Alf, Pasuk Bez, and Yud Alf, talks all about Tumas Mace. And it's very interesting, says the Kli Yakar, in the case of the Kohen Gadol, who is forbidden, Usur, to get himself Tumas Meis for anyone. But first the Torah cites the father, and then the mother. But for the regular Kohen, it goes, the mother is then mentioned. So says the Kli Yakar, why by the Kohen Gadol is the father mentioned first, and then the mother, but by a regular Kohen, the mother comes before the father. Says the Kli Yakar, the Torah seeks to emphasize the more striking aspects of the law. Since the Kedusha of the Kohen Gadol is inherited from the father, one would make a presumption that he may defile himself, for even though he is not permitted to defile himself for his mother. Right? Some people are like, but you might think that the Kohen Gadol, you only got your kahuna status. It might be interrupted. Says the Kli Yakar, it is for this reason the Torah expresses these two laws in a different order. In the case of the Kohen Gadol, the Isser to defy himself for his father is mentioned first. Why? To emphasize that even for his father, whom he inherited the Kohuna Gadola, he's forbidden to get Tamamis. And in the case of the ordinary Kohen, the mother goes first, is to tell us why. Then he may defile himself for her, even if she was not a Kohen pedigree. Even if she wasn't a Kohen in himself. Says the Kli Yakar, at the end of the day, they have these orders to teach us these two different halachas. Beautiful, first day of the Kli Yakar. Moving on to the second idea. The Pasuk says, Chav Gimel Tezayim, V'ikravtem Mincha Chadasha LaHashem. Right, talking about the Kabbanos by Shavuos, you should bring this Mincha Chadasha, this new offering for the Rabbanos Shalom. And says the Kli Yakar, what does this mean, Mincha Chadasha? It's a remez. For every single day, we know, Chazal tells us, we review every single day, it's Matan Torah. Similarly, on Matan Torah, Ki HaTorah Tzricha Lefiyos Chadasha, Eitza Onam Chayom, Ki Ilu Hayom Kibla Me'ar Sinai. What's Mincha Chadasha? We read this carbon, we bring this carbon on Shavuos, but it's really a life lesson. Every single day, it's got to be Mincha Chadasha. Our rabbis teach us that every single day, we have to view it as our Sinai. We got the Torah that day. Every single day is Matan Torah. And that's why it says Mincha Chadasha by the carbon brought on Shavuos. A beautiful intan and a schachos by the Kli Yakar. Moving on to Adi number 3. Chav Gimel Mem now. Lokachta Nechem Bayom Arishon, Pri Eitz Hodor, Kabos Tomorrow, Vanofa Eitz Obos, Rabbi Nacho, Smachtim Nefshem Lechnei Hashem Alekechem Shavaz Yomim. Right? You should take for yourself a lulav, an esrog, hadasim, and arovos. You should come with fully simcha in front of the Rabbanu Shalom. Says the Kli Yakar, what Usmachtim Lechnei Hashem Alekechem? What's it trying to teach me? There's no greater simcha for the Rabbanu Shalom than where all the Jews are together when you have the lulav Jews and esrog Jews and the dasim and arovos. Ein simchosim Lechnei Hashem. When Jews are all together, there's no greater simcha. That's why it says, when you bring the esrog and the lulav and the aravos and the adasim, it's not just talking about those things physically. It's talking about spiritually. When you have those Jews who there's no low time below reyach, when everyone is together, when there's achdus, that is the greatest simcha for a father. The greatest simcha for a father is when he knows that all his children are ka'aguda achas. They're all together, they're all as one. A beautiful insight on Achdus, especially for the days of Sfiras Omer, brought to us by the Kli Yakar. Moving on to Adi number 4. Adi number 4, Chav Gimel Membez, a few psukim later. Ach l'chamisha asara yom l'chodesh ha-shvi ba'aspechem asuva ha-zashem t'chogaz l'chashem ba'sukos teishu shivas yomim. These 7 days we shall dwell in these booths for 7 days. Ask the Kli Yakar, why when we gather in the harvest of the land are we commanded to dwell in sukkos? Why are we commanded to dwell in these sukkot? Says the Kli Yakar, you know what a sukkah is? A sukkah is a diras arai. It's a temporary dwelling place. It has a roof, but the halach is that it has to have a roof, the schach, but you have to be able to see the stars. A person is required, says the Kli Yakar, to leave his permanent home and move into the sukkah to see a Kadosh Baruch Hu. To remember that without a Kadosh Baruch Hu, without the Rabbanu Shem, you have nothing. Sometimes when we're in our home, says the Kli Yakar, we might become arrogant and think that we're all wealthy and everything is from us. When we go outside the sukkah, we see that everything is really from the Rabbanu Shalom. Everything is temporary. It's a diras arai, and to know that everything that we have in our lives comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. When you sit out in the sukkah and you look up to the sky, and you look up to Shemaim, you see that everything you have is from the Rabbanu Shalom. Everything we have, it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What a lesson in Emunah. What a lesson in gratitude. That's what a sukkah is all about. To realize that everything we have is not kochi ve'otzem yadi. Not from our work. It's from the Rabbonu Shom. Moving on to the final, fifth and final idea. We have the whole now, Chav Dalet Yud, later in the Parsha. Vayinatsu b'machane ben Yisraelis v'isha Yisraeli. They fought in the camp. The son of the Israelite woman and Israelite woman. We have this whole thing. Kalel. And says the Kliyakar, the Torah intentionally does not mention the name of the son of the Jewish woman because he was an illegitimate child. Why, however, says the Kliyakar, does the Torah omit the name of the Ish HaYisraeli? Why does the Torah not mention the man? I understand the not mentioning this kid because the kid was illegitimate. He was a mamzer, not for now. That's why. But why not mention the man's name? Says the Kliyakar, another lesson in Sfiras Omer, another lesson in Achdus. Dissension, quarreling, and especially the raising of hands are not acceptable in Klal Yisrael. Those are the traits of Esav. Hayadayim de Esav. Esav gets physical. Esav gets with all the fighting and hitting and all that military prowess. However, when Jews fight, there's no reason for it. Therefore, the Torah does not consider the Jewish man worthy of being introduced by name. He doesn't get a name because he doesn't understand what it means to be a Jew. To be a Jew means to be getting along, having achdus and caring for one another. Let's just review these five ideas. Right, the first idea we talked about, why is it by the Kohen Gadol, the father is mentioned first and then the mother, and then by a regular Kohen we said the mother is mentioned first then the father, to teach us there's two halachas. By the Kohen Gadol, the prohibition to be Talmid Meis, you would think that for his father is mentioned first to emphasize that even for his father, who we inherit in the Kohen Gadol, he's forbidden to get impure. In the case of an ordinary Kohen, his permission to defile himself for his mother is to tell you, Dafka, you're allowed to. He may defile himself for her, even if she wasn't a Kohen herself. By Chav Gimel Tezayin, by Mincha Chadasha, by Shavuos, that's the whole lesson of Judaism. Every single day is Matan Torah. Chazal tells us every of the view every single day as if it's new, as if it's another Mincha Chadasha. And that's really the lesson of Shavuos. We have a Matan Torah every single day. Shavuos happens every single day. Mincha Chadasha in our lives. Chav Gimel Mem, Usmachtim Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. Only once you bring the lulav, the esrog, the adasim, and rovas together, then that's true simcha. Because when there's the guda achas, when there's one family, there's no greater joy to a father when all his children are getting along. Chav Gimel Mem Beis. Chizakar says, why do we sit in sukkahs? Because the sukkah is when we sit outside, you go to your dear sarai, you look up to Shemaim, you look at the Rabbonu Shem, you realize that everything you have comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything you have is not from you, everything we have comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a lesson of gratitude and a lesson of emunah. And finally, Chav Dal Yud, by the whole story with the Makala, when they were fighting, why is it that the kid, the illegitimate kid, okay, I understand why the Torah doesn't specify his name, but why not the Jew? Because when a Jew fights, he doesn't deserve to have his name. He just the Israelis. He doesn't deserve to have his name. A Jew, a Yid, what we're supposed to be is to be caring and loving and concerned for each other. And the Torah, Dafka, leaves his name out because he wasn't acting Jewish. He wasn't acting like Yeshua. We should be Zohar Bez Hashem to take these lessons of the Kliyakar. And on his yard side, the day after his yard side, Bez Hashem, should be tremendous schus for his neshama. Bez Hashem is Baruch.